The leading candidate in Haiti's presidential election was handpicked by the current president, and he says the stakes are high in this election.
This election is not about one person. It's about all of us. It's about upholding basic democratic structures. I'm fighting for development and stability.
That's Jude Celestin. Two people were killed at one of his campaign rallies just this week, and there are fears of more violence before Sunday's vote.
It's the first election in 4 years in Haiti, arguably one of the most important in decades. Electing a president at the worst possible time. Haiti goes to the polls. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, November 26th. John is out this morning, so I'm joined by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick in Washington, D.C. this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. Good to be with you. Let's get a check on the morning's top news now. North Korea says U.S. South Korean plans for military exercises this weekend are pushing the peninsula to the brink of war. This morning, the North launched its own artillery drills. About 20 blasts have been heard on the South Korean island the North hit with a deadly barrage this week. The fresh artillery drills were especially defiant because they came as the top U.S. commander in South Korea toured the island. The South Korean ambassador for security affairs tells our partner, the BBC, the South will respond differently to any aggression from the North.
Rather than being very passive and responsive to a number of North Korean provocations, we will take immediate but focused attention and response to another attack.
Tensions will rise once a U.S. aircraft carrier and other warships arrive in the region for joint military drills this weekend. In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai's chief of staff is blaming British intelligence officials for bringing a Taliban imposter into peace talks. He says the British also brought a man who claimed to be a senior Taliban leader to meet personally with Karzai. Afghan intelligence later determined the imposter was actually a shopkeeper from Pakistan.
The U.S. marks a milestone in Afghanistan today. We have been there for 9 years and 50 days. That is the same amount of time the old Soviet Union spent there without success, as you'll recall. Alarming news this morning about civilian soldiers. The U.S. Army says National Guard soldiers not on active duty are committing suicide this year at nearly twice the rate as last year. 86 Guard soldiers have killed themselves so far this year compared to 48 in all of 2009. And we have a new study that takes a look at the number of people killed every year by smoking.
The importance of these figures is that in addition to the 5.1 million that the active smoking caused, you have to add now 600,000 deaths due to exposure to secondhand smoke.
Dr. Amanda Peruga from the World Health Organization says 40% of children and more than 30% of non-smokers regularly breathe in secondhand smoke. And stores obviously hoping for their best Black Friday in years. Last year, more than $18 billion was spent on the traditional kickoff to the holiday shopping season, and analysts expect a 3% bump today. This woman here is braving the crowds at Toys R Us in Milwaukee.
I've been in here before. It's not that rough. You're at the front of the line. They're only letting 50 people in at a time. You're okay.
The National Retail Federation predicts 4 million more Americans will part with their cash this weekend compared to last year. I don't think it'll be cash, though. It's probably going to be plastic.
Plastic.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. So are futures. It is a half day on Wall Street, still recovering from gorging themselves yesterday. The Dow will get underway at 11,187, the S&P at 1,198, and the NASDAQ at 2,543. Well, this whole hour, we're going to be focusing on Haiti as we head into the weekend. Sunday, they'll have their presidential election. There are 18 candidates in that race. An extremely important election, but also it's trouble ahead for Haiti in this election. We're going to be focusing on that hour long. And coming up in just a moment, a conversation about that. After an earthquake that clearly devastated the country, an ongoing, perhaps worsening, cholera epidemic, with the election scheduled for this weekend, should it have been postponed? What kind of election are we going to get? Free and fair? I don't know. We'll talk about it in a moment.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
Bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.